We've put together a great team. I'm very excited about it. And, you know, when you campaign for an office like this, you spend a lot of months not just talking about the office, but thinking about what you want to do in the office. And I'm very excited that, you know, now we can get right to work on putting our plans into action.
Talk to me about the transition. How have you done the last couple of months getting ready for this?
Well, my chief of staff, Abe Rakoff, who was also my campaign manager, you know, immediately together we went right into it. And we've recruited what I think is a great team. We've also kept on board a lot of great people. We've been fortunate that we were able to get some very good people to stay there with us. And, you know, with the combination of sort of new energy and institutional memory in the office, I think that we're going to do really great things.
Abe has worked for your predecessor, so mm-hmm. Was that important?
I think it was very helpful, very helpful. In addition to that, you know, we have Barbara Wood, who is going to be our general counsel and stays over from the previous administration. And I think it's just going to really help us with that senior leadership team.
What's the first thing the new Secretary of State wants to do with that office?
Well, one of the first things that we'll do is we're creating a business outreach office that will do a lot of what I talked about during the campaign, you know, take that business services division that's done so well and making it less expensive and easier to start a business, that now we transition to helping entrepreneurs, to help them be successful by connecting them with innovation centers around the state.
One of the big items of your predecessor's reign, and some before her even, was the securities office, which mm-hmm. has great importance in so many different ways. Mm-hmm. Is that going to be beefed up or continue to do the work
it's
doing?
It's going to continue to be a major priority for me. And over time, you know, we're going to do everything we can to devote more resources to that when we can. Andrew Hartnett is going to be the new commissioner of securities. Andrew comes over from the attorney general's office where he was chief of staff. He's got great experience and he's got great people there working for him. And my job is to give them as much support as possible.
We've already had a bunch of petitions that have been certified for circulation mm-hmm. already.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any thoughts about what needs to be done with the petition process to keep us from having so many versions of the same issue and dealing with that?
Well, there are a lot of ideas that are floating around the Capitol on that, and we've looked at some of the early legislation on it. I've sat down with the auditor to talk about it to make sure that we can get on the same page because we sort of share that process. And we're very open to that. And it's one of the first things we're going to do is we're going to examine the possibilities there. My focus will be making, you know, any changes we make need to make the process efficient and make sure that it just makes the process more efficient for the folks who work on the process. But at the same time, it's a constitutionally protected process and we need to protect it.
What do you think the chances are of early voting 2 years from now?
Well, I'm very hopeful. You know, I'm not really in the business of predicting it, but what I am in the business of is trying to advance it. And I think that, you know, it should be something that we can get done when you take into consideration the fact that there may not have been a lot of things that my opponent and I in the campaign agreed on, but we did agree that no excuse absentee voting is a direction that Missouri should take, particularly given the fact that we can do that without any increase in cost to taxpayers. And I'd like to see the legislature take that action.
Legislative experience is going to be good for you?
Well, you know, I believe that my relationships with the legislature are important. It's certain it's an equal branch of government that I respect quite a lot. And, you know, I have relationships from my time there and from as far as the folks who I don't know who are coming into the legislature new, I look forward to getting to know them as well.
I'm excited to work with you.
All right. Thank you,
Jason.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks. What do you think the chances are of early voting 2 years from now?
Well, I'm very hopeful. You know, I'm not really in the business of predicting it, but what I am in the business of is trying to advance it. And I think that, you know, it should be something that we can get done when you take into consideration the fact that there may not have been a lot of things that my opponent and I in the campaign agreed on, but we did agree that no excuse absentee voting is a direction that Missouri should take, particularly given the fact that we can do that without any increase in cost to taxpayers. And I'd like to see the legislature take that action.
Legislative experience is going to be good for you?
Well, you know, I believe that my relationships with the legislature are important. It's certain it's an equal branch of government that I respect quite a lot. And, you know, I have relationships from my time there and from as far as the folks who I don't know who are coming into the legislature new, I look forward to getting to know them as well.